Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at NewsUSA.org.
Documenting the crisis of our republic. Waging war on the new world order. This is Govern America. Govern America.
Great Lakes Capital City, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is the second hour of Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. Nancy is off today. And it continues to be the 8th of November 2014 as we're taking calls right now from you. It's 1-800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. The website is governamerica.com. That's governamerica.com. And I encourage you, as always, to support Republic Broadcasting. You can get the business cards, $10 per 100. Spread the message to your friends, acquaintances, and everyone else that you come into contact with, or people you don't come into contact with. Leave these places for people to be able to pick up. And, obviously a lot of us woke up because somebody tapped us on the shoulder and said, "Hey, I think there's something you might need to know." And so now's your turn to tap somebody else on the shoulder. And ladies and gentlemen, you know, as dismal as things seem in this country, and we've been at this for a long time, and we've watched the decline, we've watched the deterioration, as dismal as it seems, we have a mass uprising of people who have seen the problem, who are experiencing the problem firsthand. In many cases, they can't ignore it anymore because it's bitten them in the hind end. They tried to put their head in the sand for so long, and their hind end got bit, and suddenly, when that happens to you, you can't help but pull it out and see what's going on. So then the only thing left then at this point is, what do we do about it? And my solution to that is through the states. As my good friend, the late Roger Mundy, always said, a republic is something that you do, you know, peacefully assemble, deliberate amongst yourselves, and then instruct your state representatives, who then represent. You present your instructions to them. They represent your concerns and instructions to the Congress. This is how we get it back, ladies and gentlemen. All right, before I talk us out of time, I want to get back to the phone lines. We have a lot of other information to share, but we'll get to that as time progresses. Right now, let's go to North Carolina. Talk to Renee. Renee, you're up next.
Yes, I want to thank you for having the honesty and courage to, when there's something going on negative in the Libertarian Party, you can see it and say it, you know, because there's a lot of bias here. The thing is, even within this movement, I see a hell of a lot of divide and conquer. Even though we're all supposed to know about this, I see divide and conquer between conservative and liberal, between people of color and white people, between men and women, between Christians and Jews or Muslims. The thing is, when you splinter off people into all these groups, you take away from the fact who really is persecuting us, and it is our own, and betraying us. It's the people we pay to drive the bus, our own government employees. And so when they split off in all those other areas, it takes the focus off. That's the only people who have the power to do what they do to us. You know, in the Art of War, it says the objective is to break your enemy's spirit. Well, who's doing that to us? Our government employees, the IRS, the cops. Who is trying to break our spirit so we just shut up and pull the plow like a horse who's been broken? That's who's doing it. That's who's done it. And I've observed in my life, and who's been corrupt in doing this. And I just don't believe, you know, We act like monkeys. You know that voting booth. You know, you've seen the little labs with the monkeys, and if they press the little screen and they get the answer right, the little food pellet shoots out the hole. We act just like those monkeys, okay? We're hoping if we get the right answer, the little freedom pill's going to shoot out the screen. Well, how long have we been playing this game and the little freedom pill hadn't shut out yet? Because our government employees control the machines. And the courts aren't an answer either, because that's their game and they control that too. And that operates like a casino. What they do is they occasionally let somebody win some justice to keep the suckers hooked, just like they do in a casino. You know, and they do the bells and whistles so everybody can see the victory. But the majority of people who play in the courts are going to end up losers because it's rigged just like the voting machines. And people go, oh, it's the law. They have to follow it. They don't follow the law. They break it every day. You know, they only follow it when it's convenient to them.
You're absolutely right, Renee, and I completely agree with you. And these are points, by the way, that I've been making for years, you know, with all the people that talk about doing different court and legal mechanisms, withdrawing from the system. I mean, the problem is, I mean, I'm an advocate for withdrawing to whatever degree you can, but I also recognize the fact that you can't ask your master to free you. You know, and this is what a lot of people are trying to do. As far as the whole libertarian thing, we've been pounding this drum for years. I'm a firm believer in getting over the hero worship. I don't look to a man to save us. We have to be our own heroes. And if this is the reason, because we've trusted these politicians. We put our faith in somebody else to do the job for us. This is why we're here right now.
Oh, I agree. I'm so glad you used that language about asking our master to free us, because I like to use that same plantation paradigm to explain things to people, and they need to understand the people who work in government, those are the overseers on the plantation, okay? And actually, they are also like in the middle of the pyramid. They're in the middle of the pyramid. What is holding up, which is holding you, the field slave, down and is holding the master up, is the people in the middle, the ones we often let skate, okay? They're in the middle class. Not all people in the middle class, but a large section. And we let them skate while we're saying how wonderful they are and how we need to save them. But many of those people are your oppressors. They take the overseer's job and the house slave jobs, a lot of the white-collar professional jobs, and they get to have a better life than you and be kind of have part of be treated better within this system in exchange for helping to be an oppressor of you, like I say, by being a house slave who rats on you and stuff and helps to control you, or downright overseer on the plantation when that fails. And the problem, very large section of it, is in the middle, not at the top of the bottom.
I agree. Thank you so much, Renee. I appreciate your call. I'm going to move on here because the calls are starting to pile up. But good points. 800-313-9443 is the phone number if you'd like to call in. 800-313-9443. Let's go out to Iowa and talk to Fred. Fred, you're up next.
Morning.
Good morning. Good afternoon.
Renee,
I guess where you are, it's morning.
Renee is a tough act to follow. I love that woman, respectfully, agape love. We are in a war and a battle for the hearts and minds of man. It will only be won spiritually. It will not be won legislatively. What was the name of the first caller?
That was Bear.
Bear, okay. Now, I agree with Bear, and I agree with you. Now, it sounds like I'm talking out of both sides of my mouth. Bear is doing something, and he's doing it through word. And I agree when you say we must make change or attempt change on a state level. Mm-hmm. Sheriffs, county sheriffs first, then county supervisors, and city managers, and then mayors. Or I would put the city managers last. I agree with that. Mm-hmm. But we have to attempt it through words and actions and deeds on the state level. I agree with you on that. We will not win this battle through violence and a revolution, because that's what the one world...
Yeah, exactly, because they've prepared for that. They have plans for that. They have documents which define people who try to do that sort of thing as domestic terrorists. I mean, the FBI has been at that for years.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER20. 2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
35% of U.S. credit accounts are facing collection agencies. Of that 35, almost 40% are the result of medical bills. Before uninsured friends or family go in for medical treatment, send them to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. No computer tracing, no tracking cookies. They will not go on a list. Privacy matters. Just tell us what you need. Get a quote. Fractions of U.S. prices. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. Hey, you know, they're saying that the Islamist terrorists now have tried to kill Queen Elizabeth, and the plot has been foiled. Aren't you folks all worried about the Queen? Aren't you concerned about Her Majesty? We're visiting with Fred in Iowa right now. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. Fred, go ahead and continue with your thoughts, please.
If I could co-host or host a show 3 hours a day, 5 days a week for the next 3 months, get my message and my thoughts out, I would enjoy that immensely. That's it for now, and I thank you very much. Have a great day. Bye.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you so much for your thoughts, that's sharing them today. Let's go to Grandpa Stan in Florida. Grandpa Stan, you're up next.
Thanks for having me on. I'd like to recommend for folks that want to observe the solution, or part of the solution, is just type in Google, Dixie County Grand Jury. Dixie County Grand Jury, where a couple months ago, the grand jury foreman was arrested for doing his job. It's one heck of a story, and people need to go there and start seeing what's going on here in Florida. But it's not only Florida, it's an international movement. There's a group called Liberty Alliance that we should all go to and sign up as a jurist, because we need to get the rule of law back into our, not necessarily state, how about your own city that doesn't have the rule of law anymore? My city here in Brooksville, Florida, they put poison in the water. And why don't somebody do something about it? They have red light cameras.
All over the place, Stan. You know, I want to ask you a little bit about this grand jury thing, because I did hear a little bit about it. Let's say the grand jury commences and they issue a guilty verdict. What's their mechanism of enforcement?
Isn't that interesting that you'd ask that subject, ask that question, because that's what everybody asks, because when the question gets answered that right now they don't have the police powers, people are going to say, well, why even do it?
Yeah, well, it seems like a reasonable question, doesn't it?
Well, it is a reasonable question. So we really got some homework to do. We need to get the rule of law back into our cities or counties. And there's another thing called the NDAA and the Patriot Act that has stripped us of our Constitution. And if we want to get our Constitution back in our city or county or state, there's already a formula that's been put together. It's already on the net. It's already been adopted. A good example is New York, Albany, New York. The capital of New York State has already adopted the resolution to opt out of the NDAA, and they already have. So okay, they have the rule of law back.
You haven't asked, with all due respect, you didn't answer the question, though. What mechanism is, do they have a solution to be able to remove these people from office?
Directly, no.
Okay.
So do we give up? No, we can't.
Well, I'm not saying to give up. I think you pointed out yourself it's a reasonable question.
It is a reasonable question. And we need to work on a solution. And the solution is bringing the rule of law back to your community, not your state capital or Washington. We can't even control what goes on in our own
state. Really where the laws are made, sir. And the laws can be made for Washington if the states would apply their muscle to Washington. The problem is you got too many whores in state capitals across this country who have aspirations to be politicians in Washington. For one thing, they're just eyeing their political future, and also the donations from various sectors which compromise this country. Listen, I appreciate your call, though. Thank you so much. Let's move to Steve in California. Steve, you're up next. Do we have Steve? Okay, I'm not hearing Steve. Going once, going twice.
Hello.
Are you there? Yeah, I hear
you
now.
Okay.
Go ahead, sir.
No, I just want to add to what Renee had said. You know, the government speaking out of both sides of their mouth, talk about how we're all Americans, but then it comes down to census time, and guess what? There's a little box there to check who you are, what race you belong to. And so, you know, this whole, you know, this double talk of we're Americans, but then we wonder why we have the race relation problems we have in this country, and there's discrimination and all these other things that go hand in hand with races. But who instigated that? Who started that whole thing? The government, and they still stand behind it. Like I said, look at your census report. It tells you who you are. They classify you who you are by the box you check. We shouldn't be doing that at all.
Well, and I question how accurate the census is in the first place. You know, but that's another.
No, I agree with you there too. You know what? I don't even participate in that. You know why? Because where I live here in Northern California, I can't tell you the number of homeless people that are unaccounted for. There's nobody making any attempt to get an accurate number of the homeless at all. And until they decide to do that, I won't even participate because they're not getting an accurate number.
Why would they want to get an accurate count of the homeless people? Because then they might have to report how bad things really are.
Well, that's their excuse to get your tax money. That's your excuse to get your tax money and tax you even more so for their little pet programs. They'll throw a little bit of money at this, but they'll reap all this other money in, and they'll use it for whatever they want. It's just an excuse. It's just a total excuse is all it is.
Well, it's yeah, and it's a glossing over of what's really happening here in America, too.
Right.
I mean, they can skew that any way they want.
Exactly. And, just like their unemployment numbers, how they skew that. We know how far off the mark they are on that.
Yeah, that's a part of it. You know.
I mean, okay. One of your presenters on RBN mentioned, I think I saw on the internet, 16 major industries that were going to be downsizing their company, all the store closures. Now, how in the heck does that coincide with a 5.9% unemployment rate when businesses like Sears, they've been established long, long ago, are closing their stores?
Well, I guess they just don't like to keep their stores open anymore, do they?
No, I guess so. But that 5.9 is
laughable.
Right.
You're absolutely right. The media likes to paint a rosy picture because they want people to go out and spend more money.
Yeah.
I mean, and, you know, we're approaching another shopping season now, another Black Friday, where they're hoping that people will go out and run their credit cards up to the max, you know, and buy all these useless crap that's made in communist China. Give them more of our economic dollars so that you can present people with gifts they don't need or want. You know, it's the same old ritual over and over again until the American people get wise and say, you know what, we're not going to do this anymore. This is the same crap that we do every year.
Yep.
You know, over and over again. It's just like running to the polls. I put a picture up on the website on Election Day. I don't know how many people actually saw it, but it had the caption, "To the polls," with an exclamation mark, and it had a herd of cattle running down the cow path and over the cliff.
Yeah.
And this is how I view the people running to the polls. You know, you think you're going to change things through the polls, through the ballots. No. Now, bear in mind, I don't want to get people to not vote if they're showing up for local issues like the ballot initiative and stuff like that. But, you know, national elections, we have to understand they're tightly controlled. The Diebold machines are there. Election systems and software, ES&S machines, and the other company, which, by the way, you might find this interesting. They changed the name. Sequoia now is called, guess what? Dominion. Now, is that not something that is rubbed right in your face? I mean, they're telling you right there what it's all about. Hey, Steve, thank you so much for your call. I appreciate it.
You got it.
Okay. All right, we got to move on here. Got the bottom of the hour break. We'll continue taking your calls on the other side. Got the phone lines stacked. But we do have one open line, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. We'll be back in a moment here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
My name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all, by mail, anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
First Amendment privacy is rare. Kryptonite.com has data encryption software for your protection. Kryptonite.com keeps information safe from NSA spying, cloud data mining, identity theft, and corporate espionage with encryption protection giving you 100% privacy in conversations, data storage, and transmission. Keeping your free speech safe from data theft with the best encryption software in the market for easy-to-use, low-cost data security. Kryptonite.com, CryptoNyte.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Let me do all your will. Let me go where you choose. Let me be yours, yours only. Furious voice for the truth here inside me. Get nothing to lose. Let your love guide and make me. Furious voice for the truth.
We're back. This is Govern America. GovernAmerica.com is the website, www.governamerica.com. My email address is radio@governamerica.com. And we're taking your phone calls today at 800-313-9443. Until the next hour, we have Eleanor White coming up in the next hour. We're going to talk about organized stalking, and that should be a good conversation. Been a while since we had Eleanor on. By the way, earlier in the show, we were talking about the diaspora communities that the State Department is building. This is a promotional thing that they put out. I want to play a little bit of this, and then we'll get back into the phone calls here in just a moment. So callers, just hang tight. Imagine they open this video with people holding up a sign, and there's several different nationalities of people. Oh, I'm a Hispanic American. Oh, I'm an African American. I'm a Venezuelan American. So it's all this hyphenated garbage. And then they say, whoops, let me, then they say this.
We are all American.
We are all Americans.
We are all Americans.
And we are global citizens.
We stay connected
to our roots, our identities.
Each of us is part of a diaspora.
Part of the diaspora.
Part of a diaspora.
Through idea, we connect.
We give back.
We teach.
We invest.
We build bridges.
Foundations.
We innovate.
We volunteer.
We're diplomats.
partners,
and we are the greatest source of aid
the world has ever known.
We are the diaspora.
We are the diaspora.
We are the diaspora.
And we connect through IDEA.
All right. To all of you global citizens out there, let's go back to the phones and talk to some more global citizens. Lauren in Iowa, you're up next.
Hey, no, I'm from Ohio, but wow, oh my gosh, is that really what they're playing out there? I don't have TV, so I never see this stuff.
It's not on TV. It's right on the State Department website. See, this is documentation.
You're kidding.
No.
They would put that out there.
Came from the State Department.
Wow. Well, you know what?
Your taxpayer dollars at work, man.
Not my taxpayer dollars. I don't pay taxes. This is what comes of participating in lies. The Bible says, come out of her, my people, and we are to live a life separate from this government. So for the people who really want to try to get out of this, go to teamlaw.net. And I wish you'd contact that fella and have him on. He is right up your alley. And what he's about now, he's a little off on the, he's right now, well, I don't want to get into his thing, but the bottom line is, if you go to the section in there, sovereign citizen or sovereign persons, I'm not sure how it's written in there, but
it
shows you.
Because all those terms have legal connotations.
Well, no, but this is his site where he shows you the court cases where if the county does something to you and you tell them who you are, you're not a slave, you're not chattel, you know, you have no contract with the administrative jurisdiction and this illusion of a U.S. government, which is a corporation government, and they have a right to run their slaves. U.S. citizens are their slaves. They can do anything they want to them. That's fair. But if you notify them that you are not one of those, they do have to respect that. And so
hold on a second.
Yeah.
I have to take issue with that, though, because they don't have the right to usurp people's rights. If people, it would be different if people volunteered to be in this.
Well, but
system.
They are volunteering.
No,
when you
not
want to
volunteering. Okay. I know where you're coming from. I know what you're saying. You're saying when you agree to get a driver's license, when you agree to all these contracts. The problem is the average person doesn't know the ramifications of doing that.
Well, the whole point is it's a fraud. It is a fraud. It's a
Absolutely.
Fraud. Fraud negates consent. So if you don't disclose all the terms of a contract, it's not a contract. The whole point is we're obeying these criminals in suits. These are a bunch of sissies pushing us around, telling us to do, and we're doing it. We're giving them our kids every day. We're giving them our tax money. We're obeying what they say do and go to war. You take these vaccines. I got a census for them. I brought them the thing back. Don't send me any more of this stuff. I'm not one of yours. And all you have to do is look at a U.S. passport application. Who gets a U.S. passport? U.S. citizens or non-citizen nationals. That's free men born in the United in America. And living as free human beings under God. That's what there is no problem with the Constitution. It defends and upholds every tenet of the Ten Commandments of the Bible. That's what it's based on. It's based on freedom for all men. And we talk a lot about the Tenth Amendment, but what about the Ninth Amendment? The Ninth Amendment, the enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights, shall not be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the people. You're free men! Now, when you decide you want government to pay for your health care and government to give you money when you're old and money for, you know, school or this or that, this is you making that deal. This is you saying, okay, I'll be your slave. I'll pitch in the way you say I should so that we can make this socialist system work. And this is the point. We are not supposed to be under this system where a corporation runs everything and everybody else is left desperate, desolate, unemployed, can't work for themselves because they're busy running around trying to get a license from men. This is because of our ignorance. So let me just give you the quick solution. The solution is the revolution. Obey God, keep your money in your pocket, keep your children in your home. That way we wouldn't be so ignorant and apathetic that we continue to allow these sissies to have their way, these criminals in suits to have their way. We've got to expose, we've got to overturn, and that means we've got to admit that Christianity, like it or not, and I'm talking about following the tenets of Christ and the Ten Commandments, that's why we were a free nation. Where the Spirit of Christ is, there is liberty. That's a fact. So when we keep bringing in all these Muslims...
I can't disagree with that. I'm going to have to move on, though, Lauren, because time is running out, and we have several calls here, but I appreciate your call. Thank you very much, ma'am. Let's go to Robert in Missouri. Robert, you're up next.
Darren, well, you know, I've been sitting on hold, and we went through a lot of calls. Just to piggyback on Lauren, you know, when Jesus was here on the earth, he ripped on a number of different factions of people. And one of them was the scribes, all right? Well, if you look in a modern-day society, the scribes are our lawyers. These are the people that tinker with the meanings of words. These are the ones that can make a word before the law mean exactly the opposite to what you and I understand it to be. And that's, well, and that's
why,
the real thing.
Every,
you know,
legislative piece has definitions. It starts with definitions. They lay the groundwork for what they're going to do in the bill.
Yeah. Now, check this out. I stumbled across this quote last night. I was researching. And this is somebody from, like, the, you know, hundreds and hundreds of years ago. They're like, you want to see some improvement in your society? Start hanging the lawyers. And, you know, here's the thing. The balance of, you know, the checks and balances in our country are totally just destroyed because guess what? The entire legislative branch, if you go through the congressmen up there, they're all members of the bar. Like 80 to 90% of them are all lawyers. And so how can the Congress check the judicial branch, which is all lawyers, members of the bar, the British Accreditation Registry, by the way, which is a foreign power. So the bar association that all these lawyers belong to actually is run out of the very same place that the stinking banking cartel operates, the City of London. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
And so,
no coincidence.
Yeah, people need to realize when you have a lawyer that's running for office, you see these guys, they're serving a foreign power, which is the British Crown Corporation. And that's what we have to really dig into that. And so many people are ignorant of the fact. And you know what? I went and voted the other day. And you know what I saw? You had a bunch of electronic voting machines, and then you had the paper ballot people. Well, guess what? Nobody was voting paper ballot, me and a handful of other people. And everybody else was lined up for the electronic machines. I was like, well, these people, we all deserve the slavery that we are getting. Because if you trust just a vote to an electronic machine, now I know Lauren's going to say you shouldn't even vote. You shouldn't even be part of the system at all. And, you know, you can debate these things. But if people are lined up to vote in an electronic machine, I mean, that just shows how the population.
Did I lose you? Hello? Okay, I guess, Robert, we lost you. I'm sorry. Let's move on to Reb in Colorado. Reb, you're up next.
Hello, this is Bubba Scout Reb team. There's three of us and two separate residents, Lakewood, Jefferson, Colorado. What we got going on, everyone outside of America knows about, and we're known at the Joint Chiefs of Staff through the United States Defense Intelligence Agency. We'll be the first ones for the use of U.S. Public Law 109-364, Section 1076, to crush a rebellion in Colorado. Don't show up in Colorado. Stay out of here. We have activists around the state who know that this governor is a traitor to America. There's nothing but treason here. And we're warning America, stay out of here. And you can phone. They know who we are at the top levels of your government. 703-697-9121.
703-697-9121.
There's 13 links. You'll see that number.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Extend your life with Extendo. Extendivite really works. Here is what people are saying.
Heart problems were in my family, and I did notice these chest pains occasionally. I decided to try it, and I don't think I'm going to stop for quite a while. Nothing has worked as well as this product has promised to. I've taken, you know, supplements and that sort of thing, and never really noticed a difference.
Well, I turned 60, and when I went into the doctor to get my reports, the lady at the desk, she looked at it, and she says, "Wow." I says, "What's that say?" So she came back and looked at my last check. She says, "Well, you've gone down half on your cholesterol." So she says, "I guess don't do a thing, only what you're doing right now."
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aran. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aran process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Come to Finca Baiano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair at bugoutpanama.com.
35% of U.S. credit accounts are facing collection agencies. Of that 35, almost 40% are the result of medical bills. Before uninsured friends or family go in for medical treatment, send them to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. No computer tracing, no tracking cookies. They will not go on a list. Privacy matters. Just tell us what you need. Get a quote. Fractions of U.S. prices. Asia Run Like Hell Guide.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. At the top of the hour, we're going to be bringing up Eleanor White, and we're going to be talking about organized stalking if everything goes as planned. Right now, I want to go to John in Tennessee, line 3. John, you're up next.
Oh, good morning, Darren. You know, I'm listening to the callers. RBN and your broadcast is really amazing. So many people call in with so much information. But, you know, even with that, we tend to not get the knowledge when we get the facts. So here's what I want to do. I want to explain, first of all, two quick definitions. Knowledge. It's facts or information through experience, bringing understanding. Ignorance is lack of knowledge or cluelessness. So, when we say we understand, I think I'd rather be accountable, because when you understand and you know the truth, accountability comes automatically. You got to do something with it. So this nation is dying because people are ignorant. And I'm not being mean when I say that. They're without the information, they're without the understanding, they're without the knowledge. They're ignorant. And we've heard for years, Darren, ignorance is bliss. You know, it's easy to be ignorant. People choose to remain ignorant. So basically, when we hear Lauren, and I love what she has to say, I know that it's right. When Fred calls in, I love what he has to say because I know it's right. So let's take bits and pieces of people that are correct, and let's take it and do something with it and get on the same side. You know,
I agree with you, John. You know, I think a lot of people soak up a lot of the information, and you're right. It's like RBN is their social club or something. You know, I think we talk to a lot of shut-ins and people that don't really know what to do or don't, you know, have anything else. You know, it's almost like we're kind of an entertainment outlet for them in a way. And we don't want to be that. We want to be the voice that inspires, educates, and promotes really activism. And I hate that word because it's taken on such a negative connotation with the progressives, the liberals, the socialists, communists, whatever adjective or noun that you want to prescribe to it. The point is that though we do need to get active, we do need to promote real solutions wherever and whenever that we can find them. And, admittedly, it's getting harder and harder to find them.
I think the biggest thing we can do, since just like the previous caller said, the machines, you know, when you have people with masters in business administration waiting an hour and a half to vote because they have to do it on a tablet or some kind of a touch screen, when the paper is available, they may be smart, but they're stupid as a box of rocks because they don't have the knowledge, they don't have the idea that computers can be manipulated, programs can be co-opted, you know, and as far as the United States of America, how hard is it for people outside of this community that we're, and I hate that word, but this group of thinking individuals to understand that the 50 states, Darren, are 50 countries, folks, countries that have come together and given the decision-making ability to a 10-mile square area in D.C. So here we are 230-plus years into the creation of this nation, and the creation, D.C., is controlling the creators or the creator, the several 50 United States, 50 countries being controlled by that individual or that entity that they set up as a creation of them for their benefit is now in control. Something is backwards, and we've right. got. So here's the thing: I live in Tennessee. I was born in Michigan, and this applies to everyone that hears my voice. Put it in your context. I'm a citizen of Michigan, living in Tennessee. I will never not be a citizen of Michigan. I reside in Tennessee. Because it's like me saying, well, I'm from Michigan, but I'm living in Japan. I'm always going to be a citizen of Michigan. I'm choosing to live in a different country, Tennessee. And that's what we need to understand. And until we have the knowledge, until we have the understanding, we don't have any way of coming out of this literal blue pill matrix. You know, we're going to live in the Wizard of Oz. We're going to be in Alice in Wonderland because we don't understand that even those books that were written, we believe, to entertain children were written by people that had understanding for our benefit. Because,
by the way, I just want to point out, John, you've written a beautiful piece on the allegory of what some of those, you know, stories really mean, what they really mean by the Wizard of Oz, and
The Wizard of Oz, I got, you know, that came to me, but I found it online also after it came to me. So it's something that it's confirmation to see that others see things the way that I do. Mm-hmm. But it's, you know, and I understand, you know, Gilligan's Island and the entertainment. Think about what we've been taught. These people were telling us through entertainment what they were doing to us. We were laughing at the TV programming.
And they were laughing at us.
And they were laughing at us because we didn't get it. Even to the Addams Family and to the Munsters and to the Beverly Hillbillies. These ridiculous programs where, what did Jed burn in his old car? He was burning ethanol, folks, years before you and I knew what it was. But they knew what black gold was. And they'd rather have us burn corn because they can grow corn. And that's what we're doing now. We're burning our food in our automobiles, self-mobility. That's what that word means. And I told you, and I tell anyone that's listening, your feet are automobile. Your bicycle is an automobile because it allows you autonomously to become mobile. But words mean things, and since we don't understand, and since we say John in Tennessee is raving like a lunatic, rather than understand, it's like the other caller was talking about attorneys changing the definitions of words to make them mean 180 degrees outside of what you and I think they mean. That's why they can literally screw you into oblivion, is because you think they're saying one thing, they're saying something else. And again, you go stand before the guy in the black witch's robe in the courtroom, sitting up high with a hammer, controlling your life, and he's laughing at you because you don't understand. He will not allow the law.
I agree with you, John. Unfortunately, I'm running out of time, but I want to squeeze a couple more calls in. Thank you so much, sir. I appreciate what you do and your words. Thank you for your call. Let's move on to Wayne in Texas. Wayne, you're up next.
Hello, Darren.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah, hey, I know time is short. So earlier you were talking about the diaspora movement, and I can tell you, like, in Dallas, Texas, it's alive and well. And basically, one good example is this Ebola guy. Now, he lives in an area of town that used to be pristine. Now you wouldn't want to go near there, you know, after dark. And the key thing is now is that he was probably housed and fed by taxpayer dollars. His cost for his hospitalization, they say, was going to run between $300,000 to $500,000, all paid for by taxpayers. But still, his family came on local TV to cry about the fact he was mistreated because of his color, even though, you know, the facts are much different about the whole thing. So that's the point here with this diaspora movement. In addition to being taken care of by taxpayers, these people have come to learn how to manipulate the media to their extent, so they can always claim the discrimination to keep all of us folks backpedaling, you know, from them. So I wanted to bring that to folks' attention.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Thank you so much, Wayne. We're just about out of this hour already, and I think we got about a minute left. David in San Francisco, can you be quick?
Hey, thanks, Dan. Yeah, I'll do it as quick as I can. I agree also with that fellow talking about scribes. And follow-up caller, though, talking about the national government, I somewhat take a different exception to it. I take it that the ability of the national government is to be able to buy in bulk. And cronies have abused that forever. And if you look at the 1914 Congress, the same one that set up the Federal Reserve, also set up a camel's nose under the tent, in that they set up Congress to be limited to 435 members. And so every year that goes by, there's a greater and greater workload on the congressman, and so there's no way that we can get representation. In the early days, it was 60,000 people per congressman. Now it's over 700,000 people per congressman. There's no way that we're getting representation.
David, I'm sorry. We're out of this hour. Thank you for calling in, though. Hopefully we'll have more time. You can call in later. We have Eleanor White coming up in the next hour. Stay with us, folks. Hour number three of Govern America straight ahead. Here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline.